You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Fun with Fritz. I'm trying to remember how to set up the deck. We're playing a board game here. How would you describe this game, Ben?
I would describe this game as the unspeakable horrors of H.P. Lovecraft come to life.
Except not really to life.
So my character, the psychic, and she's holding her head like she's figuring things out.
Oh, the psychic. No, the psychic.
That's a good one. I just chose her randomly from the deck. Her strength is a one.
She gets to kind of just conjure secrets. She gets to, you know, conjure help.
Okay. We're going to go with that. I like to play against my strength. So whatever, like, so I'll be the fighter. Because I have low health, low strength. Give me the axe and the shotgun. You know what I'm saying? Because inevitably you go in with guns blazing and inevitably it ends up a diplomatic solution.
I think you're confusing the way this is the U.S.
Right. That's true. We should have psychologists.
Going guns blazing and being like, damn it. We should have talked
first. Your character has some assets. If you want to let me know what they are.
So your skills are on the front. You get to add one point to one of them.
Cool.
Yeah, mine is a flesh ward spell and a clue. Okay, what's a flesh ward spell, Ben? Does that prevent my flesh from getting hurt?
No, that's a bed.
Meteorological research asset.
Good night, sweetheart. Got a kiss?
Does it say unique asset or just asset?
Asset.
What's the other one?
Improve one skill of your choice.
Ah.
You okay?
Here's some reference cards.
Shane, I think we should have two villains going at the same time.
Fritz, there are ample villains.
We have beat this game so handily every time we played it with more than two or three people.
True.
Come on. We can take them. Let's take two at the same time.
Odd is a harder number anyway.
Yes, odd is a much harder number.
Did everybody get their character?
Yes. Yeah, getting there.
Did Georgia decide which character she was going to be?
She did, and I've already pulled out her character's thing.
After resolving a general encounter or an expedition encounter on a wilderness space, you may examine the area's soil. If you pass, gain two clues, and then discard this card.
Oh, okay. We need the clues out.
Yeah.
Soil or the stool?
I believe it's soil.
But like you soiled your... They soiled their pants.
I think she's an archaeologist. Archaeologist.
Ah, very well. So it's the ancient soil.
I don't know what this gives me.
Fritz, your character?
A clue and...
Oh, that's right.
A ward spell.
Ben, which character are you? He had a rad shotgun, I think.
Yeah, he had a really good...
The shotgun's amazing.
Yeah, Fritz, Ben, is this your...
I don't know how Shane remembers any of this stuff.
We all remember it.
Because he's got a shotgun in the picture. is that his ass? What are you doing?
We're on the radio. This is my radio show.
No, I get the blunderbuss.
This is a Radio Free Brooklyn. We're playing a game.
I did get the shotgun as part of my
a table of men and one woman playing a game.
What is this? Hearts and four brains.
What is the significance of the card she just...
How strong you are and how susceptible you are to unspeakable horror.
What's your character? Give him the person a name. Like, looking at the face, what was that person's name, would you say?
Oh, he looks a lot like...
They all have names.
Huh? He's got a crocodile in his name somewhere.
He's Australian. He's Aussie. He's like an outback.
Archibald.
Okay, cool. So you have the proto Indiana Jones.
Yeah, pretty much.
Am I right about that? All right.
He's sort of more of a not quite so professional Indiana Jones.
Okay. Amateur Jones.
Yes.
Can he fly an airplane?
He's from the South.
Oh, he's from the South.
He's not Ivy League. He's definitely not.
He could be Virginian, and then he's presidential material.
Okay, so maybe in the late 18th century, he'd been a
couple. So
okay, and Georgia, what's your character's name based on
what
looking at
it? Here
well, what do you think if you look at her face?
Marlena.
Ooh, I like it. Like Marlena Dietrich.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So she's kind of masculine-y, but super feminine at the same time.
Handsome.
Mm-hmm. Lady.
Yes.
Nice. What's her specialty?
She's a redeemed cultist. So
no. How was she redeemed?
I don't know.
What would you think? What happened? Was she like one of the Moonies?
Doom token. How many Doom tokens?
Redemption through a child. Tied to that. I'm
okay.
Not sure.
So she met a child, or she had a child, and
yes.
Then.
That's how she found redemption.
Nice. I like that. And the card you drew starts us out, right? Starts the game.
Do I look at this? Do I look at?
Yeah. Go ahead and read it.
Okay. Unwilling sacrifice. You didn't see the faces of the men. Oh my gosh, I really need glasses, and I lost my glasses. Who took you in the black of night, but you can see the face of another who shares your fate. Bound and gagged. This is dark. The other victim lies helpless on the stone altar beside you. A black-robed figure prepares to drive a jeweled dagger into the victim's heart. With a cultist distracted...
This is perfect for you.
You think you could escape, but could you really do so in good conscience? Nay, as the blade comes down, adrenaline surges through your body, and you slip from your restraints. You throw yourself between the robed assailant and his victim. Oh! The blade sinks into the flesh of your shoulder, missing your heart by mere inches. You wrench the dagger free from your wounded shoulder, and after subduing the cultist, you free your grateful companion. Those who did this to you will pay in kind. That much is certain. After resolving setup, each investigator may spend 2 health to gain 1 character unique asset.
Ooh, amazing. So we all get to be stabbed by the dagger.
So we get a what? A
if you give up 2 health.
Character unique asset.
You get a character unique asset.
What's a character unique asset?
I need
maybe is it on our sheets?
A little card I gave you.
It's right here.
No, the little one.
I didn't do anything with it.
Okay, I want to give up 2 of my health to get a character unique asset.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Hello.
Can't get a unique asset.
It's unique.
How quickly do we rejuvenate health?
You can rest and get back
does
health.
Does that mean you get the asset of another?
A health or one per rest?
One per rest.
Then you get yours.
Wow, so 2 is significant. I'll only have 2 then. I'll be very easy to kill.
I'm hoping that I'd like the unique asset.
You have 8. For you, it's nothing. Who has 8 health? Raise your hand.
I do. I'm gonna take one of those.
So, because for you it's
so
nothing.
What is a character unique asset?
For me, it's half my health.
Character
I only have 4.
Is in all caps.
Right. So there's not just unique asset. It's a character.
Does that mean you get it? You pick another character that's not being played, and you get to take their.
Ooh, I like that robbery.
There's gotta be something on there.
Get to rob from the dead.
No, these are allies.
Hmm.
It's got to be in...
Oh, here are the unique assets.
Oh, how do we buy these again? That's what the whole game is about, Georgia. It's about being able to buy these things.
These are the unique assets.
Do you remember that? I remember that. Getting these assets. Things make your guy powerful and strong.
It's with rolls. With dice.
Yeah.
Or your gal.
But it's a certain attribute. That's the one you might want to add to.
Ursula.
It's influence. Ursula. Oh, my influence Ursula. Sucks. Might need to get a different guy. Anyway.
Okay.
If she dies, I'll get a new one.
Okay. Ah, here we go.
What are some of the character unique assets, Shane?
These are allies who happen to be characters.
Those 2?
So we'd all get an ally.
Because the writing on these.
Yeah, cards. yeah, exactly.
What their.
If you can't tell, just pick at random. Like Constance.
Yeah, Constance is kind of my gal.
Okay, you're Constance. I'm gonna go for Henry Wilcox. Okay, let's see about him.
Can I need a character asset.
Yeah.
We're just gonna grab one for you
here
at
you
random.
Go. There's yours.
Just to make it a little more fun, a little by chance, you know, rather than min-maxing it over here.
I like it.
I'm going to give you a choice, William. Do you want William Dyer, named after you, or do you want Anna Tilton, unique asset?
Where's the extra help?
I will make the change. It. Unfortunately, I put it on top of this.
He used it as a table.
Yeah.
Okay, so my guy, just so you guys know, you and other investigators on your space roll 1 additional die when resolving tests during other world encounters.
Oh,
so
that is awesome.
He helps for other. So I'm the other world encounter person. That fits because I'm
good.
A psychic. How about you? What's your benefit from your ally?
When I gain this card from the deck, I improve my influence and I gain 1 random weapon asset from the deck.
No, that's not what it is.
That is so good.
That's what I was looking at.
Yes, you got the best one.
You get to get a random.
That's the best
asset?
One.
No, she on a reckoning.
Yeah.
Oh. It's got the reckoning symbol.
Wow. Yes. Every reckoning? That's a really good ally.
I don't actually like mine.
You don't like yours? You want to return him for Anita?
Well,
or
I already
Anna?
Have something that already does.
Here, take Anna Tilton instead. That was your other choice. You don't like yours when you gain this card? 2 clues? That's too boring.
Well, I mean, I have one that actually gains me 2 clues already.
So that's boring.
It's repeats on what I already
yeah.
Have.
Yeah.
Ooh. Sir William Brinton's a pretty good one.
What's good about him?
You gain +1 mind and +1 eye.
Okay, that's perfect.
And
what?
Then after resolving a research encounter, you recover 1 sanity, and on a reckoning, you gain clues.
That guy's really good.
Yeah.
So the ally card that we take is the person that we save their life.
Yes.
So I saved Henry Wilcox's life, and he looks crazy. Look at this guy with the mustache.
Oh, are you sure you didn't want that one, GA? Because your character's kind of a fighter.
She got the best one, Shane.
Oh, yeah. Your guy is... Is there a ghost haunting him?
Yes.
Is that behind him?
That's right. I did see that.
So
you're it's like an apparition.
By a ghost.
Yeah. So
you get two out of this. My,
two for one.
One's not so reliable.
That's great.
That's interesting.
Hey, Ben, I want to throw a little, like, a funny wrench into the game.
Wait, their numbers are up? The numbers.
This character... This character is waiting to waylay whoever hits that space. It's a character from the thing. Don't look, you can't look, see who it is. He's waiting to waylay him. If you defeat him in combat, you get his stuff. You guys down with that? That's cool, right?
No, I'm not.
I am. But I'm just saying, he's in a potentially inconsequential spot, so...
I would say this.
That's a cool idea, right?
Guy, yes, he should probably be... Okay, he's stranded there.
He's stranded. That's exactly right. We're talking backstory here.
Well, we can... Okay.
Yeah. He's a seaman. He got stranded. Oh, he's a pirate. This is perfect. He's a shirtless pirate. Look at that. He could seduce your
ally. That's what I was going to say. We don't have to, like, defeat him. Defeat is how we really define defeat, right?
Could influence him, make an influence role, and then get him as an ally. Boom. I like it.
Okay. Right. Where'd this go?
The Flesh Ward. Oh, you may test your lore, and if you pass, you can prevent the investigator from losing up to 2 health. Once per round. Can I do this on your guys' turn, too?
No, sure. When an investigator.
You're like me.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm a constant, I can just be rolling this all the time.
Usually it's an investigator on your
space. An investigator can be anybody.
So I can help anybody once per round, anywhere. That can't be right. It seems too powerful. Great. So if someone was going to die, I could test my lore and potentially save them even from across the world. That's pretty
cool. Okay, I think we're ready to start.
All right.
Okay. Blasphemy of the Black Goat. Okay. Oh, coffee's done. Or turning off. The Black Litanies have been intoned, and Yeb, who's Yeb, has been called forth from the Black Fire to purge the earth in preparation of arrival of this critter's name.
Shub-Niggurath.
When this card enters play, spawn the Yeb epic monster on Space 19. At the end of the Mythos phase, if the Yeb epic monster has been defeated, solve this mystery.
Okay, so you have to defeat... this is a lot of... This guy, he sends out a lot of bad baddies at you.
19's right here. Who's this?
Me.
Good. You're a good fighter, right?
What does Yeb look like?
19 is Siberia.
Yeah.
You're in Shanghai. Oh, Shane, you've played this character before. She's your old favorite, the ninja. You know what? I could get there. I can get there going this way really quickly. Train to San Francisco and then a boat.
Not really quickly.
To Tokyo.
You can get there from
or train
Alaska.
Train to Alaska.
So, Yeb spawns here?
Yeah.
Yeah,
my Space 19.
So I can get there. Oh, and I'm on the clue. I can do that mystery right now.
Are you out there?
Yeah, I'm in the heartland. America's heartland. Well, how about this, Shane? Why don't you fight him and then withdraw? See how much damage you can do in one round and then pull back.
No.
Why not? Tell me your logic.
Because I probably would be killed.
Where is he moving towards?
He doesn't move anywhere, does he?
No, he just stays there.
He's not moving towards a gate?
He's monsters, probably.
Then he'll have backup, though. That's the problem. Then we'll have to defeat the monsters as well.
All right, so what are my choices here? Travel. You know what? I'm going to stay, because you can always travel one. I'm going to stay where I am. I'm going to...
Don't you want to move to Tokyo? Or close the gate? I mean, remember, there's all those kinds of things to do.
Yeah.
Like, usually the
no,
way
I
we
have a
won
plan,
the
though,
game is closing the gate. Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to stay in... Do I want to acquire assets? Are any of these things worth getting?
Yeah, we do need to... I kind of need to know
what's
what
here?
Assets are at some point.
A lantern, fresh fruit, conspiracy theorist, tome of horrors, and a bank loan. They all look pretty lame. The
Mr. Use is horror of monsters and gives you... +2
The conspiracy theorist gives you a +2 investigation during research. He's an ally. So when, if you were going to do a bunch of research...
Yeah. I'm going to roll for those sorts of things. What do? I roll influence. And my influence is only two.
Shanghai, is that where we're going?
Yeah.
A priest teaches you his esoteric skills, improve... What is that? Lore. He requests that in return you help him combat the Jinsky.
Sure.
Which means you're going to be minus two strength.
Or that's a strength of a test. Strength minus two.
Okay.
If you pass, you return.
Let's wait until that. Okay.
So I automatically improved. I automatically just improved my lore.
Yeah, you did. You gained one lore.
But when I improve a skill, I immediately improve that skill again. So I need a plus two.
This person's amazing.
Wow.
And so I then roll strength minus two. My strength is four, so two dice. And if I get a five or a six, I succeed. Correct. Mm-hmm. So I fail. Oh, wait, though. Once per round, you may reroll one die when resolving a test. So I will use that. Ooh, and per round, which I will also use this. So that adds one die to my thing, and then I will reroll. And I succeed. Whew.
The lantern gave you another die.
Once per round, you may reroll. You may roll one additional die.
That's so great. Okay, so the lantern's good after all, actually.
So if you pass, you return the hopping corpses to their graves.
Yeah, that's where they go.
Okay. And recover to sanity.
So you need to.
Just obscure. You gotta leave this guy. Leave him. That's not fair. Come on, he's fun. He's a fun weirdness.
Come on.
It's a fun weirdness. You gotta let me add. It's the only weirdness I'm adding to the whole game. I wanted to play D&D at the same time as this game, so you know this is a compromise.
Your inherent problem.
My inherent. Want
to break the rules. So we need to get to there and there. Those are things. That, so you could actually get to one.
Since he didn't
London by boat.
Since he didn't close the gate and selfishly stayed in Shanghai and improved his character and rested, he's now making you go and close the gate.
I need to do one. I do two actions.
Yeah.
One of my actions is going to be to rest so I can recover the health.
Oh my gosh, we're all resting now.
Well, I'm just
here. I got you. Here's another health.
Because I tend to.
Look, your character has two health.
And I'm not going to rest at all. I'm going to charge into the battle with that creature.
I want to travel, so if I move one place, where would it make sense to travel?
Let's see.
I think it's true what Shane is saying.
It would be
move towards the gates.
To buy the boat ticket.
Then you can get to...
Then you can get to Arkham in one.
Okay, I'll buy a boat ticket.
And you're starting in Panama. I see. And then if you have the boat ticket, you can move two, and you could move right to London and close the gate.
Okay.
You make sure no one is watching before sneaking out of the shop with your stolen goods.
Ooh.
You thief. Eyeballs. Test your eyeballs.
Okay.
Your observation.
Okay. What am I stealing?
Stolen goods. Just goods.
It's unclear.
I'm hungry. Oh.
I'm stealing a piece of carrot cake because I'm really hungry.
That's it.
That's going to get it done. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You succeed.
You pass.
Nice.
If you pass, gain one item asset from the reserve or one random item asset from the deck.
So you can take one of these.
Or the top one of the
deck.
This one
is awesome because you get an artifact. You'll get weapons just from your ally.
Yeah.
This gives you plus two eyeballs during research encounters. And on a reckoning, you gain a clue.
That's cool.
And this...
There's a Derringer, a puzzle box, the conspiracy theorist is still
there,
secret page in the bank.
I don't do that, sorry. As an action...
This is only good against one monster.
Why don't you take the Derringer and give it to someone who could use it?
Well, you can only do that if you're on the same place.
This gets you an
artifact. You can do it in the future.
Right.
But you have to solve it with an eyeballs minus two, and I don't think you have good eyeballs.
I'm going to get rid of...
Arkham?
Yeah.
The Arkham Advertiser. Ran an expose on cult activity. You hope to stealthily look through the reporter's notes. Eyeball. If you pass, you spot a repeated arcane phrase. Gain one incantation spell.
All right.
Okay.
So, primitive.
Oh, wait. Rome is where that is? Okay.
You scrape away years of moss and lichen from the stone altar, uncovering a series of prehistoric symbols. You think you can interpret the carvings. Roll your lore.
Let's see the lore.
I pass.
Two successes.
Two successes.
Gain a clue and a spell.
Ooh.
Since you got two successes. It says one clue or one spell, but come on, he got two successes.
No, that's a one or a spell.
Okay, fine.
Which do you want?
Take a spell, man.
You can take a spell at this point.
I'm just going to grab the first spell.
Go.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you get?
You're a good caster.
Yeah. Ritual action test, lore plus one. If you pass, you may gain one item or trinket asset from the reserve with value equal to or less than your test result.
What's cool. It
called?
Conjuration.
Is the reserve what's been discarded or
no,
what has he yet?
Ah,
okay.
Okay,
he is in Chicago. So
I'm going to do the clue.
He's going to do a clue, though.
I'm going to move the plot forward.
So that's that thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Shane will read it.
And you're in a city, yes?
Yeah.
According to the newspaper, the accused murderer spoke a strange phrase in French when he was arrested. Lore. Zut alors. I see a five. You passed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you have four dice, so you're good. All right, so you passed.
Great.
If you pass, you recognize the passage from a culte des ghouls. Gain this clue.
Gave me clue.
I got the clue.
Nice.
Nicely done.
You're welcome.
Two clues. You're already maxed out. Can you put this
in? You can't max out on clues.
Oh, you can't?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then never mind. What are we supposed to do?
How does that help? How does that help us solve the mystery? Exactly.
Oh, we just have to kill that person?
So why did I bother to solve that clue?
Because it's good to collect clues.
It'll come in handy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clues are how you...
I'm going after that guy. I'm really weak, though, so hopefully you guys will come with me and help me out.
Maybe.
Think.
You can also use a clue to reroll a die. It's like
nice.
Okay, so that's it. Now we're on to the mythos.
That's it. Next round.
Mythos phase. Oh, okay. No, this is where the bad stuff
is.
Ooh. Oh, you mean it's all
okay.
Good?
Ben, you want to read this first?
Mysterious benefactor. So, first of all, we have to do this. So, we are going to advance the omen track to this blue constellation. Are there any gates?
We have a green and
a black.
We have a blue.
Oh, that one's blue.
That's blue, yes.
Oh, that's
so
blue.
What happens in that case? Doom
it's
goes
a tiny one. Mark on the gate oh. Itself on that round.
That means Doom goes to 12?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Things are getting worse.
The world is getting worse already, and we've just been resting?
Yeah, bad things are happening.
The countdown
we've just been
so,
resting.
And I think perhaps a monster spawns, but grab the rulebook. It's worth...
No, it depends. No, not yet. Now, Reckoning.
Okay.
We don't have Reckoning. Oh, okay,
so Reckoning.
Oh, I have a Reckoning card. That's when my debt comes due.
Oh, debt. Yeah.
So, debt people. No, first, you
okay.
Don't
flip
it.
Monsters first.
Okay.
There's only.
Oh,
things
boy,
are getting
by the
worse
way,
in the world.
Epic monster is spawn.
No.
Spawn two monsters.
No, we already did. We already
on
did.
This space.
Oh, in this space.
Ugh.
Well, did we spawn the other one?
On the same space?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were for the gates.
On the same. There's three monsters on one space?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is why.
Oh my gosh!
Button gear.
I am. I'm
you're our best fighter, I think.
No, I'm also. Good.
Shane, you are too.
Reckoning.
You're amazing. You can re-roll all these dice.
Ancient one. Spawn one monster on a random space. Then, if there are 10 and 1 monsters on the game board, advance Doom by 2.
Good then.
We need a random space.
13.
Which is
where? Near North America.
Looks kind of like a
13. Yeah.
Brain sucking insect.
A brain-sucking insect. Do we get, besides killing the monsters and removing them from the board, is there any other benefit that our characters get from killing monsters?
Well,
like, do we get items?
Is a means to an end.
Because in this
right.
Case,
but do we don't get items, we don't get increased skills.
No, you get hurt.
You just get hurt. So really, we all want the other character to kill the monster, is
well, no,
in a sense.
Together.
But we're a team. But
are you
push comes
well,
to shove.
Some of the monsters, you have to move them to a particular location.
Were there any spawn?
No.
So wait, yeah. With the Reckoning, my ally gets to gain a weapon.
Hold
so.
On, wait. It's
yeah.
Monsters, ancient
nice.
One. So how many monsters are on the board?
Shane will get you a weapon.
Five.
One of those has a Reckoning
six.
Effect.
Get George a weapon, Shane.
Oh, it does.
Each thing in its order.
Out of order.
Each investigator on the space loses one health.
No.
Okay. Now, do you have any?
He has a condition, though. Shane, you're dead.
Weapon.
No,
that
yeah.
Is a condition.
I know.
We're not
this
on
is an item.
We're not on conditions.
Possessions yeah. And conditions now.
He said possessions and conditions.
In a Reckoning, I gain
wait,
one random
at
weapon.
At the same time?
I don't know. I guess
yeah.
Sorry, just person by person. So do your, yeah. Do your
yeah.
Life. Okay, so debt. Test, influence. If you pass, discard this card.
Yeah, that way we can just do it.
I have an influence of 2. So
snake eyes. That's
oh no, that's an action. Sorry, some men have come to collect on your debt. Flip this card. So now is what we do. The man wears a hat with a brown trench coat. We do not want money, he hisses and grabs your throat. You feel as if part of your identity is being stolen from you. Mind. Gonna pass. Okay.
Wait, wasn't that once per round, Shane? You already used your lantern.
I have a will of three.
Oh, will of three. Oh, with brains. Oh, sorry.
If you fail, I pass. Discard this card, I guess.
Four, nice.
Five, six, whoa, we have 6 months. What are the monsters by the gates? What types of monsters are they?
A Gug and a rat thing.
A Gug in London and a rat thing in Istanbul?
In Istanbul. Okay. A rat thing loose in Istanbul. Okay, Georgia, do you have any possessed conditions?
What weapon did she get, Shane?
She got a 38.
Roll one die.
Is that decent or not so good?
Less condition.
Is that like decent? Oh, not great, right? You see now that it was no ordinary bank you borrowed from. Armed men confront you. Repay what you owe. I have to make a strength check, you guys. Or lose 3 health.
Which will kill you.
Which will kill me. I am dead.
Are you really dead?
I'm dead. Oh, I can re-roll with clues.
Yes, you can. You can be dead. You should do that.
Okay. Well, you still can't roll 2 dice.
I'm just using it.
You want to roll one at a time.
I will. I'm just rolling two in my hands.
Yes. Boom. So this, it doesn't go back in.
Okay, I got it.
It's a discard. Oh, Fritz. Wow. From the brink of death.
From the brink of death. I mean, I did not have a good chance of succeeding.
On round one.
Okay, round one almost died.
Okay. All right, here.
The gatekeeper.
So if I had made that second roll, Tunguska. I would have died. I had to get a 5 right or 6. Here. Wait, this is that another gate?
Yeah. So, Ben, can you close
one? Mysterious benefactor. Event. The lead investigator gains a funding condition.
That's you, Shane. That's
nice.
Funding. Mysterious benefactor.
Read it so we can hear.
No, it just allows me to get out of debt, and then on a reckoning, something happens.
All right.
And I will close. I will attempt to close this gate and fight that guy.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I was gonna come there next. Okay.
Nice.
That's great.
I'm gonna travel. Here.
I think I'm going to. I can't remember what this Gug is like.
He's not hard.
And you have a badass gun.
Are there any value ones?
Or don't be afraid. No. We gotta close the gates.
Okay, I'm gonna take the boat. Some stuff.
Shane, I'm gonna be there in 2 rounds. I don't know if that helps you.
If he fails, you can clean up.
You're good.
And
you move to the pyramids.
I'm gonna try to get something, but I only get 2 influence.
That's not a city. I don't think you can get things.
Oh, I can't.
You can't get from the reserve in the pyramids.
Okay.
No market.
You want to rest?
Yeah, then I need one more health, so I guess I'll do that.
There you go.
Give me a 3, actually. Or no,
yeah, I'll just keep it, and then it's, yeah. Because you'll get shot, hopefully. Hopefully not. All right. And
So now, Fritz?
Yeah, I'm going to focus and then rest. And I'm going to add my focus to observation.
Well, focus, no. Focus, you don't add to an observation. You just have a focus token.
Okay, so I'm going to roll my puzzle box, which I only get to roll 1 die.
Why?
And I failed. Well, now I'm going to use...
Because it's observation minus 2.
Yeah. Now I failed. Now I'm going to use the focus to re-roll.
Do you want me to get you something?
Yes! And I succeed. That was a good strategy.
Wait, so you get an artifact.
If you pass, discard this card.
You got to admit that was a good strategy, Ashley.
Anyone else?
No, unless you have...
No, thanks.
Decaf.
Is it decaf then?
All right, here you go, Fritz.
All right, what is it, Shane? Read to me.
You have the Satchel of the Void. These are artifacts, right, Ben?
Yeah.
It's a magical item. You cannot gain a lost in time and space condition unless you choose to. And then action. Look at the top gate on the gate stack. Spend that action. Gain 1 clue if that gate corresponds to the current omen. So that both allows you to figure out where the next gate will be and a chance to get a free clue.
Against a rat, then.
Now, Shane is fighting in Istanbul.
So... Arkham, a patron at Maz Diner left behind an odd book. Gain 1 old journal unique asset.
Okay.
A series of strange sigils are written on its pages. Lore minus 1.
You discover a shrine with a natural spring that you do not remember from your maps. Looking back at them, you roll your lore minus 2.
Lore minus 2?
Yeah.
Nice.
You recall an old story about a well of life. Gain the elixir artifact.
Oh, I want that one.
I'm also, this being a general or expedition or wilderness space, you examine the soil. If you pass,
gain two clues. So I'm going to do that.
All right. Take a look at the soil.
And what are you sampling the soil for?
He's looking for...
The elixir of
traces
life?
Of the.
Oh. Yeah, what was the reward elixir of?
The elixir of life. It's an artifact.
I would like that one. Can I back for that one?
Mm-hmm. See what it's cost you.
If you pass, holy crap!
No, failed the soil.
It does not cost me my card.
That's legit.
What do you do?
Action. Test your brain. If you pass, you may spend one sanity to recover all health and discard an illness, injury, and madness condition.
Nice. Oh, that's amazing.
To find the city's legendary magic shop requires a knowledge of ley lines. Lore minus one. So three dice. Which you succeed near flawlessly. If you pass, the owner will sell you only a single curio. Gain one random magical asset from the deck.
Cool.
An elder sign.
Good.
Okay. Reroll one die when resolving a brain test during a combat encounter.
No. We are going to spawn monsters. So we surge two monsters. Oh, this is bad.
We're about to get
Don't we surge two monsters on every gate then?
Oh, no.
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure that's not. Oh, no.
Every gate of that color.
Every red gate. I think it's every red gate.
It is every red
gate. How many red gates? So we're good.
That's right. Oh, boy. All good. We just get lucky. Okay. Yeah.
We're good.
And spawn three clues. You peel away the festering bandages.
That's disgusting.
The wound is not healing. If anything, it is getting worse.
Karma.
Event.
Oh, man.
The lead investigator loses two health and gains an infection condition.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, Shane. Right after you rested. See what condition my condition was in.
Thank you. This is exactly what I want to do.
I need one.
Because someone said jungle, and someone could have broken into Jungle Love by the Steve Miller Band. We have all these opportunities.
So, Shane, your physical condition is a...
Are you on board?
No. Infection. Which of these guys is going to be more likely to kill this Gug?
Not me.
Me.
So then, why don't we make you the lead investigator so that you go first?
Oh, no, San Francisco.
You talk to a resourceful young boy who moved here from New York. You think you can gain his trust. Influence minus one.
His name is Keats. He's my son.
So you get to roll one die.
All right, influence minus one. Here I go.
Would you get a plus one if it was your son?
I should. Minus 18. Ah, I failed. However, I have a clue. Is it worth it? No, not for this. I'll just fail.
If you fail, you find out later that he robbed you. Discard one item asset and gain a paranoia condition.
Paranoia conditions are the worst.
Okay, I'm going to lose my magical trinket.
No, it has to be some item.
Who's that?
Window.
The door.
That's an item.
No, a trinket.
A trinket is a trinket.
It has the same symbol.
No, that's the expansion symbol. That's
trinket. Item.
Oh man, I don't want to lose the Satchel of the Void.
Man. I lost my elixir of life. No, I lost my elixir of life.
Well, you know the good thing about the Satchel of the Void?
Lost
I just used
artifacts.
It. I just used the Satchel of the Void, though.
Yeah, I can't do it.
There you go. No. I have too big hands for this moment.
So this rat has stolen things from two of us, our artifacts, and. Oh, he stole from you, too.
I know, these dice are terrible.
I will use my lucky rabbit's foot.
Let's not blame the dice.
And then I will use my lantern.
Like, literally, we have a
lantern this round.
There we go.
I think you've used it already. You have it?
So, now I get this strength minus one.
He uses them every time.
You're goddamn right. I failed to do damage, but I still have a focus to spend, which I will spend.
Okay.
To reroll. Would you rock this guy, please? My gosh, these guys...
This guy is amazingly hard to kill.
Oh, he lives again! To steal from us yet another day.
This is just embarrassing at this point.
The rafting.
He survived three rounds of us trying to kill him. And he's stolen things two
Look
of the
this.
Rounds.
I don't think...
Those dice are unlucky, the small dice.
You know as well as anybody.
Do I close the gate here?
Yes.
And how do I close the gate?
Yeah.
Just ask nicely.
Okay.
The underworld. You find yourself surrounded by ghouls.
No.
However, they don't seem to be antagonistic toward you. In fact, you believe you can persuade them to help you.
Hmm.
It's Casper the Friendly Ghost.
How
does
it persuade
them? They're cultists.
With your influence. Hmm. Oh, she is a reformed cultist. These are ex-buddies.
So.
Yeah. She's used to the ghoulish looks.
What's your influence?
Two. Do I get to... Wait. Hold on.
She failed.
Your well-reasoned arguments seem to have no impact, but bribery might... You may discard one item possession to close this gate.
Oh, it might be worth it. Do you have something crummy?
If you do not discard the possession, the ghouls attack you, lose one health, and gain an injury.
No, genealogy.
Close the gate.
I don't care.
Close the gate.
What?
Is that an item?
Yeah.
It says item?
No. I mean, where does it...
Item.
Oh,
item.
Shit.
Item.
Okay, I will do this. Item. Gone.
Okay.
Which item did you lose?
The transcript?
Gate is closed.
Arcane transcript?
Okay, good.
Hey, she closed the gate.
All right. Nice.
Good job, man.
Yeah.
That was worthwhile.
That's the first gate closed, isn't it?
Nice.
Yeah. We're fighting a sponge on our side trying to close the gate. Like, we're literally fighting a sponge. Right? It has one hit point, but it's outsmarted us three times. So. Good job.
It's a rat-shaped sponge.
Okay, so now actions. Dimensions collide. Everywhere that these portals have been reported, earthquakes shake the streets into rubble, and sinkholes swallow buildings whole. Ongoing rumor on Space 11. As an encounter, an investigator on Space 11 may attempt to infiltrate a hidden sect of Chochos that is destabilizing the fabric of reality by invoking Chognar Fawn.
That's 11 right there. 11 is in the middle of the water.
So that's an observation test. If he passes, he may put an end to their rituals. He may spend clues equal to half the number of investigators, in our case 3, to solve this rumor. When there are no Eldritch tokens on this card, investigators lose the game.
Whoa.
Okay, so
Space 11.
How many Eldritch tokens does it start with?
Eight.
Willie.
We lose the game.
When there's 0. And every round there's a reckoning, one will get discarded. I don't mind going there. I'm good at solving lore things. But I bought a boat ticket, which can take me 1, 2 right to there, and then one more move, I can get there.
Like 16
feet.
No, you didn't. 1, 2.
Oh, I thought it was only through the blue space.
That's a boat ticket, and then boom, I'm there.
Through a blue line.
Oh,
the
line.
So I can, I'm happy to make my way. Plus, I suck at combat.
And it's your eyeball.
Okay, do we still want you to be the lead investigator?
Sure. Try to kill the rat man. Oh, he did. He did successfully. Now it's your turn to go kill the rat man.
Well, maybe it should be my turn first so we can attack Istanbul, hopefully close that gate, and then we can keep going.
Well, if you bought a train ticket, Ben, you could...
That's a good idea.
I have a train ticket.
Then why don't you just travel to where we are? Do something in London.
No, I'm going
to
do this.
Okay.
What is that in Rome? Is that a monster? What is that thing?
That's an investigation.
A mystery?
What kind of encounter?
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Fun with Fritz.
You're granted access to the Passetto di Borgo, the passage that connects Vatican City to Castel Sant'Angelo. You carefully examine the walls of the secret walkway to find access to hidden chambers. Eyeball. You find a door to a cell covered in magic writing. Gain one clue. You ask the priest about the purpose of the cell. Influence minus one.
You have to ask in Italian. Let's hear it, Ben.
Influenzo di
se... Mozzarella pizza.
Yes.
If you pass, they say a wizard was imprisoned there. Advance the active mystery by one. If you... Oh, and you didn't fail.
No.
The active mystery by one.
It says, what
does that mean?
Hold on.
I don't know.
You
kill.
Five. Yes.
Yay, the Ratman goes down at last with new dice.
New dice, exactly. That was the key.
Okay,
new
so
dice,
now
new
you
dice.
Can either do a gate encounter or an Istanbul encounter.
Close the gate.
Well, should I do a gate?
He's got four more.
Yeah, three. Gate.
Well,
I'm going
to
go gate.
On the Ritz because
I'm here for the gate.
Why does someone think of Song of All These Lines again?
Plateau of Leng. As you make your way through a web-filled valley, you see an enormous purple spider crawling towards you.
Whoa.
You hope to sneak past it.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Roll the eyes minus one.
Sorry, I have not a good feeling about this.
How's the purple people here?
One.
I like that your stealth is your observation. Like you look for the place to hide.
Yeah, I have a feeling that the purple spider is gonna get you. Sorry, I have this feeling.
So okay, so is this a research encounter?
Not yet.
No, these are research encounters.
Oh, okay. Because I have a benefit to those. Okay.
I have a feeling.
Yeah. Do you have a focus right now?
The spider sees you and attacks. Roll your strength minus one.
Pass.
Nice.
You rescue someone else trapped in its web.
Ooh.
Gain a random ally from the deck.
Oh, cool.
So now my poor psychic in lingerie has to fight a
amigo.
Amigo, like amigo ring, amigo. Like an animated noodle soup from Malaysia.
Okay. There we go. Will, regular straight up brain check.
Ooh, that's great. I have good brain.
You only have to get one success. He's not very frightening, surprisingly.
However, I get on other world encounters. I get to roll one additional die. Does that apply here?
No.
You may reroll one die when resolving a will test during a combat encounter. That's a trinket.
You can reroll how many dice? One.
One. Hey, look yes. At
that. Your trinket. What is your trinket?
It's a
an elder sign.
An elder sign. Yeah.
Yeah. I was getting one of those. This is
reduce the horror of monsters you encounter by one as well.
Oh, so this one's been actually zero.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have even
had to roll. Okay, that's all right.
Lower than one.
Oh, okay.
Can't go lower than one. Okay.
All right. So
yeah, it says to a minimum of one.
Strength minus two, and your strength is one.
So just get to roll one anyway.
You just get to roll one.
Okay. Boom! Yes!
Nice!
All right, so you do...
A damage.
A damage.
Yeah!
And you take A damage.
Okay.
So just give me that.
Why did I take a damage?
Because it does two, and so if you...
Okay, well, guess what? I'm going to use my ally. Listen to this. Once per round, when an investigator will lose health, you may test lore. If you pass, prevent the investigator from losing up to two health and then flip this card. Or should I wait until I lose more than one health?
It's up to you.
Let's just do it now, because it's more fun.
No.
I only rolled three dice, though. I get one more. Should we take it? Let's just take it.
Can you roll first lower?
Okay, I failed the roll. Then flip this card. Oh, if you pass. So I don't flip it. Okay.
No. It just says then flip
it. It says if you pass.
Casting
spell. Oh, but it doesn't seem like if you pass, then flip it?
You always flip a spell.
You just flip the card.
Got it.
It will tell you what to do.
Okay. Resolve the effect based on your test result. The spell's energy twists around you and locks your jaw shut as if it were forbidding you from sleeping. You don't know if you will be allowed to speak those words again. If you did not roll any fours, discard this card. Well, that one on the ground was a four. Okay.
I don't think it was, dude.
Then flip this card. Yeah, it was. Then flip this card.
Rolls on the four don't count.
Do you want me to re-roll it entirely?
You should.
Because you may get a success that way. No, you don't.
And it's not a four.
Okay.
So you discard the card. You either two ones, right. A two, and a three.
All right.
So we got to remember with spells to keep the dice that we roll out
invisible. Yeah.
All right.
I can't believe I rolled four
so
dice.
So me...
you should have had
I will attempt to close the gate.
Oh, you know what? Hey, I have a focus. Sorry, guys. I don't want to lose that card. I'm going to spend my focus.
Okay.
Nope. Oh, I still lost the card. Okay.
Something is wrong with the strange alien body in which you find yourself. The other Yithians sadly claim you have a disease for which there is no cure. You struggle to recover before your body rots from within.
So I have
Shane.
Four,
he's already diseased.
He is already infected.
Yeah. So this is the fruition of your illness.
Yes. Two.
Nice.
Two successes.
Then your recovery amazes the Ithians, who restore you to your own body. Close this gate. After that, a Ithian-controlled doctor puts you through several traumatic tests, and that's Will.
Okay.
It's hard to control.
All right, two successes.
If you pass, a hidden truth about humanity is revealed. Gain one clue.
Okay, so the gate is closed and I gain a clue.
Yep. Nice job.
Hey, look at
Shane, close the gate.
We closed a couple of gates. Nice.
There's only two gates open now. So the current mystery is just killing that monster over there.
Okay.
This will prevent us from losing the game.
Closing that.
We lose the game.
If we close that.
Right. Beating it will prevent us losing the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Istanbul, people from every walk of life can be found enjoying the cleansing steam of the Turkish baths. Inside, you'll eventually find an expert in any given field. You may become delayed to improve one skill of your choice. Blue. How many blue gates do we have?
Is that a blue gate? No.
That's a green one.
We have two greens, no blues.
Wow.
Okay, but that means next turn we have
That's
to
lucky.
Close the F out of those gates.
Because otherwise a bunch of monsters will spawn.
Okay, so Reckoning. Oh boy. So Reckoning start with monsters.
Miko Ring is right by me.
Discard the nearest clue and move this monster to that space.
Oh, well, that just makes
easy. That woo! But I can see that guy...
I scared him off. Yeah, plus, he's wounded. Put that little wound on him.
Oh, right. And you...
That's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, hold on. Here's one.
Why was that useful?
Move this monster.
Because now I don't have to fight the monster.
Just gets to try to close the gate.
Move this monster to the nearest space containing an investigator. Then an investigator on that space immediately encounters it. You guys have to choose who. Actually, technically, the lead investigator chooses who.
Which is you.
Well, you can't have the delayed person.
You should probably fight it, right?
I don't... I mean,
you can't have the delayed person.
Unless you're terrible in combat, but I think you're better than me.
I'm not there.
I'm not there. Who else is
me? I'm not there.
It's me.
Willie?
I have a...
Oh, she's the best in combat by far right now.
Okay. Is she there?
It's not on
fire. She's delayed.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter in this case, yeah. There's no action.
And anything that helps
my
you...
My willpower minus one? Then I only have...
So it's just one. Do you have anything that helps you? That's it. Except you're still...
Big money.
Nice.
All right, so you only lose one sanity.
Okay.
Instead of much more. Okay, now... It's just regular straight-up strength check.
Oh, she has a 6 strength. Amazing.
That's what I said. Well, because she has a... 4 strength plus a
38. Wow. Nice.
Pretty good.
Yes.
One pass. Is that enough?
It's enough to do damage.
You do 1 damage. So you take 1 damage and it takes a damage.
Damage from my heart or my... Yeah, heart.
Give your heart to the monster.
Okay. Oh, you suck yourself.
How many damage can he take? 3?
3. Salmon in...
A robed figure tells you... that he's going to devour you and use your soul to fuel his arcane might. You want to run away, but as you listen to his words, you feel a cold paralysis overtake you. You struggle to resist the effects of his spell. Make a head check. Fail. Your body goes numb with cold. Gain a hypothermia condition, unless you spend 1 focus. Which you don't have.
Wait, don't you have something...
Okay, if you spend the focus, you are able to wipe away the symbols he's drawn on the rocks and escape. Close this gate. Why don't you believe me? Yeah. Yeah, you're able to wipe away... If you spend the focus, you're able to wipe away the symbols he's drawn on the rocks and escape. Close this gate. If you do not spend it... He failed and closed the gate. I know, it's... Fiction is stranger than truth.
You find a... dead Migo that was carrying a large container of strange metal known as Tokol, T-O-K-apostrophe-O. Although valuable, the substance is also extremely heavy, and the container proves difficult to move.
Uh-oh.
Strength minus 1.
Great. Well, since my strength is so low, although it says...
You have the strength of 1.
You and other investigators on your space roll 1 additional die when resolving tests during otherworld encounters. Is this an otherworld encounter? So I get to roll 1 additional die.
So 2.
But then minus, or do I get the 2 anyway? It's kind of interesting, right?
I think in this case you get 2.
Because you just get 1 additional.
And then
add 1 additional. I nonetheless failed. Should I spend a clue, guys?
You should spend something.
To reroll?
Uh-huh.
If I spend the clue, though, then I won't be able to go and close out of their mystery.
Except there's a clue there, too. Which you
can... Okay, I will... But spending 1 clue will let me reroll 1 die only?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to take the failure.
Well, what's Ariel up to now?
Don't you think, Shane?
So
it's just not a great chance to succeed. Okay, I'll spend it.
So put it in the discard pile.
So boom. Got it. Where's the discard pile?
Willie's draft.
Did it. I spent a clue. Out.
You hope to trade the Tokol to the Migo in exchange for their help. Influence minus 1.
Oh, man. But I get to roll 1 additional die, right?
Yeah.
Success.
If you pass, the strange winged crustaceans agree and return you home. Close this gate.
Hey! Nice.
4 gates.
2 gates. Nice one, Will. On a failure and on a success. We did it.
So how do we beat the game?
We solved 3 mysteries.
Yeah, we're still working on this
one. The first mystery is just killing this monster.
But you still have to kind of tap down all the other problems, otherwise you solve a mystery and you have like 20,000 monsters.
So we're still working on mystery number 1 and we're
trying to
block.
Yeah.
And we're trying to keep
the other two go faster.
But we get stronger, right? You get more trinkets, you get things that are working.
I attack and I roll 6 dice because I got the...
You're facing a ghast at the pyramids?
The 38 from Georgia.
Then.
Whoa, nice. Killed the ghast.
All right. And then I try to close the gate.
Through the shifting sands of the desert, you spot a deranged-looking man. You try to follow him, but he abruptly disappears. You search the windswept landscape for any sign of him.
I succeed.
You find the man inside a cave examining a mural. You think you recognize Abdul Azared and the Nameless City. Lore minus one.
Success.
If you pass, the mad Arab returns you to your home. Close this gate.
Hey. Wait, do I actually get returned to my home?
No.
Okay, you're fighting the beast.
She
can choose the order. I would fight the hardest guy first.
Can you fight the hardest guy first?
Yes, that's what I'd like to do. Okay. Tell me what I do.
Because that way if you die, you go down and you've accomplished something.
So toughness is equal to 7, but it's actually only 3 because of those things.
Every 6 you roll counts for 2 successes.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You got this.
She's lost some sanity. She's only had 2 sanity left, but...
Oh, my God. Oh, 6. Okay. 2 sixes. So 1, 2...
That's four. That's 4.
That's death.
That's it.
That is death. You killed the unique monster. Whoa, amazing.
Mystery solved at the end of the mythos.
That's amazing.
Now, cool. Do you want to take on a riot or a Nofke?
A riot is like a bunch of people.
Because you're not likely to lose sanity from
that. Okay, riot.
Good idea.
No sanity.
You're not likely to lose sanity in a riot.
You may have to disperse the mob. Roll your handshakes minus one.
Oh, that's great.
Do I have? Oh.
Nice, you just defuse the mob. You kill the monster.
Okay.
And you calm them. They must have been the worshippers of the monster. You're like, guys,
okay,
I killed
easy
it.
Will. He's not too scary.
Which is 3 for you.
She didn't destroy all 3 of these monsters. And she didn't even use. There was one of those.
She hasn't even broken a sweat.
Hardly.
You passed?
I got it.
Passed.
So you maintain your sanity.
Wow. This is from the blunderbuss?
Okay, forget it.
Is this the blunderbuss that makes a 6
count? No, she has a double barrel shotgun.
Ah,
okay.
The blunderbuss, if you roll ones, it like...
kills you or something?
5, 6, there's 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 4.
Because the 6 is...
5.
6 count twice.
There's a 5 over here.
5 successes, you guys.
Oh, wow, that's 5 successes. 5, yeah. It's totally destroyed.
How many did it have?
3 kills, Jesus.
Wow.
Nice, thank
well
God.
And she could keep going.
The next...
She's the monster killer.
And she technically has a reroll. You know, she could reroll the one that missed.
Something else. We'll just send you after all the monsters.
Okay.
Yeah. There should be a monster in Shanghai.
We're going to go research Shanghai from San Francisco, and you can kill the rest of them.
Okay.
Yeah, go down to Shanghai and kill that guy.
Just go start taking out monsters.
Okay.
So that means it's mine? The terrain ahead of you looks impassable,
awesome.
But going around would take too long. You'll need to find some way to move forward. Observation.
Okay.
Eyeballs.
See
what's up with you guys in these dice?
Goodness gracious.
If you pass, you discover a path. Move one space.
Okay.
Oh, that's so great. You can move towards... You can actually move directly to Shanghai.
Only if you want to. Or to Tokyo. So you could pick up... Because in the city... Oh, you don't need to acquire.
She's going to kill the monster and close the gate. She wants to finish the game.
This guy, I don't know why he got... Oh, did he devour...
He eats clues.
You could go kill him and he...
Yeah,
he's
already
wounded.
But then she's stuck in the middle of the
She's
room.
Trying to
well,
solve the game.
There's
no.
The next mystery.
Yeah.
Well, we won't know what it is till the end of the mythos. Does it say the end of the mythos phase?
Yes, at the end of the mythos phase, if the epic monster has been defeated, solve this mystery.
I would say go and close the gate. All things being equal, you have one step away. Go and kill it. Go deal with that monster in the gate.
Agree. Which one
okay.
Do you want to go
yeah.
To? So
what are you going
to
do?
To the mythos phase. Where are we now?
Okay.
Well, now
we're getting there.
No,
everybody has their encounters.
Close the I haven't somebody a gate card.
No, you didn't. You put it back down. So where are you?
I'm right here for the third time.
He's in Rome.
Plateau of Lang. A large band of Chacochicos surrounds you. Before they can attack, you remember seeing some black lotus flowers growing nearby. Resolve the pass effect to tell the Chacochicos the location of the rare plums, or resolve the fail effect to flee from them.
Wait, no, but yeah, but what's my test?
So basically, you get to choose to resolve either the pass or the fail.
Yeah, you get to.
Let
me read that.
You get to run towards them or run away from them. It's your choice.
So I tell them where the Black Lotuses are, or I flee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Flee is probably like your stealth, and telling them is probably your influence.
An important decision. Like, you can, it can go...
You're sort of deciding what thing you're going to decide to roll, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Like, what is your higher attribute?
I'm going to tell them where it is.
So you have a good influence. That's my guess. Okay.
Is that the pass effect?
Yeah.
Okay. They agree to help you if you lead them to the lotus flowers, but some of them are acting shifty. Influence minus one.
Was I right or was that right?
Four, you're blessed. It passes.
He's no longer blessed. He lost the bless. Oh.
Do you have any rerolls of any kind?
No.
Oh, man. For the third time in Rome.
You failed. They betray you and cut you with a poison blade. Illness condition.
It's not so bad. According to the map, you can make a detour to visit a lake purported to have restorative powers. You may become delayed to recover 3 sanity or discard a madness condition.
I'm not going to do that.
Irrelevant for you. That's it.
Checking
the soil?
Sorry, yes. Oh, no, I already checked the soil. I'm already soil checked.
Okay.
Never mind.
Shano?
All right, it's up to you, Fritz. As an encounter, an investigator on Space 11 may attempt to infiltrate a hidden sect of Tycho Tycho's, or Cho-Cho's, that is destabilizing the fabric of reality by invoking Chognar Fawn. So roll observation.
The fabric of reality is plaid, you guys. Not striped. And yet, they keep invoking the stripes. What am I rolling?
Observation. God, you have a lot of clues. You pass.
I passed.
If you pass, you put an end to their rituals. You may spend clues equal to half the number of investigators to solve this rumor. So that's 3.
Just as many as I have.
You have 4.
Plus 1.
Oh, thank God.
There we go.
So that's good.
And Shane, do these go in the discard pile now?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Shane?
So I am the lead investigator.
Solve the mystery. That was the mystery. That was a time bomb, you guys. That was big.
No, this is the Mythos phase.
Well, yeah, but that was big. That would have.
This is nice. Yeah,
is good. That it? That's it for my encounter?
Yeah.
All right.
You did it.
Okay.
You did
it. So all right. Event: the lead investigator gains a blessed condition.
I have a blessed condition.
So then sometimes you.
If you would gain another blessed condition, flip this card instead.
Oh, instead, okay.
The Great Lord of the Abyss and his loyal Nikons are hunting the Ancient One's servants. Mighty Nodens, you may discard one monster of your choice, then flip this card.
So you get to keep the blessed condition.
I have 2 blessed conditions now.
No, you don't get that one. It said if you would, yeah.
So which monster should I get rid of here?
The worst monster is maybe... At the gate, at that gate right there.
Which one's the one in the way of the gate?
Because I can't fight monsters, really. Oh, actually, though, I have a 7 strength right now for one round.
You can't get there soon enough. This one is about to... Georgia, of course, will kick this.
Yeah, she'll kill that monster.
Probably not.
I would say it's either that... I would say it's that monster, Shane, in front of that gate. But I'm happy to fight him.
How many monsters
do you know which one's the toughest monster on here?
3...
The Migo, maybe.
4, 5, 6.
I would say let's kill the guy in front of the gate.
All right, I'll kill that guy.
Nice. And Shane, what did you defeat? What type of monster?
It was a goat spawn.
Goat spawn. Hour of the Moonlands. In the small village of Goatswood, a series of peculiar mirrors are arranged on top of a pole to focus moonlight through a lens. It is said that the cult of the Black Goat uses this lens during their dark rites. When this card enters play, place the mystery token on London. As an encounter, an investigator on London may watch a ritual that transforms worshippers of Shub-Niggurath into goat spawn. A goat spawn monster ambushes him. If he defeats it, he may spend 2 clues to place 1 eldritch token on this card. Sucks.
So we have to. We have to
all the way back over here.
We have to.
And you have to have clues to do this.
We have to kill 3. I can on as an action. I can give you guys my clues. So I'll start.
Good.
I'll start generating clues by looking
have
at your
come
conditions.
Back and collect all these clues as you come.
Yeah,
back.
And I'll go and kill that gate on my way.
Two.
So basically, we have to fight 3 goat spawn.
Yeah,
right.
2. I'll just get some clues.
3 goat spawn. That's it. We could solve that in 1 turn by 3 people going over there and fighting 3 goat spawn.
Well, if I had clues, yes.
Yeah, I can. You got 1 clue.
Yeah,
How many clues does it say that you needed?
Three.
Two.
Three.
Two.
Two. Two per person. No problem.